I'm Marco Werman, and you're with The World. We're a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH here in Boston. President Trump today made it official. The U.S. is pulling out of the Iran nuclear deal. Trump announced his decision after months of publicly denouncing the agreement. So keep that in mind for the next few minutes as we focus on an alleged behind-the-scenes effort to undermine the deal. Over the weekend, the Observer newspaper in Britain reported that Trump aides had hired an Israeli private security company called Black Cube to dig up dirt on the creators and supporters of the Iran deal. The operation's existence has since been corroborated by the New Yorker magazine. Among those targeted by Black Cube were former Vice President Joe Biden, as well as President Obama's Deputy National Security Advisor, Ben Rhodes. Also, Trita Parsi. He's president of the National Iranian American Council, and he advised the Obama White House in the lead-up to the agreement. First of all, Trita, what is your reaction to Trump's decision to pull out of the Iran nuclear deal?
What he is doing is creating a crisis out of what was a diplomatic triumph, and he is putting the United States on a path to war with Iran. If we 6 months from now, 9 months from now, 12 months from now are on the brink of war with Iran, it should be clear to all that that war was started today by Donald Trump and no one else but him.
So you're known as a strong supporter of the deal, and you say that during the presidential transition last year, you received a warning from U.S. intelligence officials. Tell us about that.
Well, it came through an intermediary. It was a message to me that I should watch out because they had information that the Trump administration or the people there were going to go after me and others who had been helpful towards getting this nuclear deal. And their effort would be to discredit and silence us.
So a kind of dirty tricks campaign.
They didn't tell me exactly what was going to be happening. They just said that I'm going to be a target.
And then last summer, you received a call that you now believe was made by people working for this Israeli private intelligence firm, Black Cube.
Well, we know now that it was. I mean, at the time, I didn't think much of it. It was just, I do plenty of interviews, and this was just another interview. It's not until this past weekend when Ronan Farrow called me and read to me a transcript of that conversation that I realized that this was something a bit more dirty.
So Ronan Farrow called you on behalf of the reporting that he was doing for The New Yorker.
Yeah, exactly.
So that phone call last summer, whoever made the call, how did they present themselves to you and what kind of questions did they ask you during that call?
As I recall, I received an email over my website and someone who requested an interview. And there wasn't anything particularly eye-catching or strange about that email or about the conversation, at least in the beginning, with this person, because it was just the same regular questions that I had answered 100 times before. It's not until towards the end when he's kind of pushing this idea that the Obama administration was doing this deal because of some sort of a financial interest that it got a little bit weird. And it turned out that it was Black Cube, that was this Israeli intelligence firm that was essentially trying to dig up dirt and trap people to be able to say things that would be incriminating against some of the people in the Obama administration and others who had helped get this deal.
Why do you think you specifically were targeted? And as far as you're aware, was this the only attempt to get information from you?
I'm not aware if there has been other attempts, but it wouldn't be surprising to me. The reason I think I was targeted is partly, of course, because they were trying to find something incriminating against members of the Obama administration. But my organization and I myself have been a target for quite some time because we have been a voice for the Iranian-American community pushing back against war. We believe that this problem between the U.S. and Iran can be resolved peacefully. This, of course, is taking it to a completely different level.
So the State Department has recently confirmed that Iran is in compliance with the deal. And given what we believe was this White House scheme to create false narratives, what should that tell us about the motivation of Trump today pulling out of the deal?
I think that's an excellent question because we have actually a fully functioning deal. The only problem with this deal is that Donald Trump is cheating. The Iranians have actually lived up to their end of the bargain. The U.S. State Department says this. The U.S. intelligence says this. I think from Trump's perspective, this is part of his broader agenda of trying to undo everything that has Barack Obama's name on it, regardless of what disastrous geopolitical consequences it will have in the region and what disastrous consequences it will have for U.S. national security.
And just to clarify, when you said you see this as Trump cheating, I mean, he's the president. He can do whatever he wants, right? He can pull out of this deal if he wants. Why is that cheating?
Well, I mean, he has an obligation to live up to this deal. The United States signature should have some value. And it is more than just what Donald Trump wishes to do or not to do. The United States is a serious country with obligations, and he has to take those obligations seriously.
Trita Parsi there. He's president of the National Iranian American Council and author of Losing an Enemy, Obama, Iran, and the Triumph of Diplomacy.